This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Sprinting to Election Day, Colorado's U.S. Senate candidates spent the weekend making their last pitches to voters. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In Fort Collins, Republican Senate candidate Joe O'Day encouraged people to vote and to tell their friends and family to vote. He kept his message focused on the economy and framed the election as a referendum on President Joe Biden.
And I want you to ask him a question. I want you to say, hey, how do you like the last 22 months?
Democratic incumbent Senator Michael Bennet focused on his accomplishments in the last 2 years, as well as his work on income inequality.
That's one of the reasons I want to go back, because I want to make that enhanced child tax credit permanent. In fact, I want to end childhood poverty in America.
Bennet leads in the race, according to most polls. But Democrats face strong headwinds going into the election that could influence the outcome of the race. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The search has begun for Colorado's next poet laureate. Currently, Bobby Lefebvre is Colorado's eighth poet laureate. He's the first person of color and the youngest to hold the position. The state named its first poet laureate in 1919. Nominations for the next one are due in early February. United Airlines is taking over about 20 new gates at Denver International Airport. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
10 of those new gates are in Concourse B, which has long been United's home base in Denver. 12 are in Concourse A, which brings United up to 90 total gates at DIA. The airport has built 39 new gates in the last 4 years, at a total cost of $2.3 billion. But construction at the airport is not over yet. The Great Hall Project still has years to go. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The Purgatory Ski Resort in southwest Colorado is suing the U.S. Forest Service over its right to divert water from a creek. The Durango Herald reports it's the latest in a long-running dispute over water rights. The lawsuit claims the Forest Service is blocking Purgatory's water use over concerns about a native Colorado fish. I'm Mike Lamp. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.